Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the sunnat salas that are attached with all the faraz salas. So today we do a new chapter. Actually we do two short chapters. So the first chapter is Babu Sunnat al-Isha'i Ba'daha wa Qablaha. The chapter on the sunnah salah before and after the Isha salah. So those sunnahs that are linked with the Isha salah, before the Isha salah, before the faraz of the Isha, and after the faraz of the Isha. Here we're talking about the sunnat mu'akkada salas. وفي حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنه السابق صليت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ركعتين بعد العشاء وحديث عبد الله بن مغفل بين كل أذانين صلاة متفق عليه كما سبق. So here Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has just made a reference to a hadith that we already did previously. He didn't bring the whole hadith, but he just made reference, and making reference to that hadith. This is sometimes the style of muhaddithin, is that under a chapter, if they bring a hadith that they already mentioned previously, they won't bring the whole hadith again. They'll just make an ishara, they'll just make a sign referring to that hadith that I've already mentioned before. So he says here, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah says, the previously quoted hadith of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu is relevant to this chapter. I performed two rakats after the Isha Salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's just making reference to that part of the hadith of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, that I performed two rakats salah after Isha Salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also he's making reference to the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu anhu, and he just quotes this part of that hadith, that there is a salah between every two azan. Bina kulli adhanini salatun. Bina kulli adhanini salatun. Between every two azans, there is a salat. And we explained what is meant by two azans, between the azan and the iqama. So between every azan and iqama, there is a salah. And yesterday we did the hadith that except for Maghrib salah. One hadith that comes explains that except for Maghrib salah. So therefore, we prefer not delaying the Maghrib salah. However, if time is given, as we explained, it's permissible, person may read. However, it's better to try and to read the Maghrib Salah immediately after the Adhan. However, if we are in a place where they have given time and a person wants to read these two rakats, there is no harm, it's permissible. There are hadiths that support reading Salah also after the Maghrib Adhan. Babu Sunnatil Jumu'ah. The chapter on the Sunnah of the Jumu'ah Salah. So now the Sunnah Salahs, the Sunnah Mu'akkada Salahs that are linked to the Jumu'ah Salah. في حديث ابن عمر السابق أنه صلى مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ركعتين بعد الجمعة متفق عليه. The previously, again now he's making reference, the previously quoted hadith of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is relevant to this chapter. He performed two rakats with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم after the Jumu'ah Salah. So here we learn that there is Sunnah Mu'akkada also after the Jumu'ah Salah. We'll explain just now a little bit further about the Sunnah Salahs of Jumu'ah. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى أحدكم الجمعة فليصلي بعدها أربعا رواه مسلم. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when any of you performs the Jumu'ah Salah, he should perform four rakats after it. This is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad and Bihaqi. So here we see this hadith is saying that when any one of you performs Jumu'ah Salah, he should perform four rakats after it. The first hadith made reference to two rakats. This hadith is making reference to four rakats after the Jumu'ah Salah. We'll explain just now. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma anna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana la yusalli ba'd al-Jumu'ati hatta yansarifa fayusalli raka'ataini fi baytihi rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not perform any salah after the Jumu'ah Salah until after he had left. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would not perform any salah in the masjid until he would leave. He would then perform two rakats at his house. So the two rakats sunnah of Jumu'ah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform at his house. Here we explain that because of the time that we are staying in, people generally, if we make it a habit of leaving the masjid and going to read the sunnah at home, many people will leave the habit of reading the sunnah salah. So therefore, ulama have encouraged that it's better to read it in the masjid, especially if there's a chance that you're not going to read it at home. And now we know so many people are busy at their work or other places. If they go home, they may get busy doing other things. So in a situation like that, we are encouraged to read our sunnah salah in the masjid so that we don't miss it. It's not that a person can't read his sunnah salah at home. If a person is able to do that and he will know he won't miss it and he won't get interrupted, etc., then for him, it is better for him to go and read his sunnah salah at home. However, for the broad majority of the people, it is better for them to read in the salah in the masjid. Why? Because they won't end up missing that salah. And we know sunnat and muqtada salah is something that is important. So understanding that, we'll understand Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's action to read the true sunnat at home. Anyway, coming back to now the number of rakats as far as the sunnat and muqtada salah of Jumu'ah salah is concerned. It is sunnah to perform two rakats. According to Imam Shafi and Imam Ahmad rahmatullah ali, they quote this hadith of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, who explains that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he performed two rakats. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, in his hadith, he says that he performed two rakats of sunnat salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the Jumu'ah salah. So Imam Shafi and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, they of the opinion that two rakats sunnat muqtada is after the Jumu'ah, the faraz of the Jumu'ah. So this is the two rakats sunnat muqtada salah. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he uses the hadith of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who says that it is sunnah to perform four rakats. So therefore, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi takes this hadith that it is sunnah to perform four rakats after the Jumu'ah Salah. It is sunnah to perform six rakats. According to Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi, they were the two students of Imam Abu Hanifa. They said, no, it is sunnah to read six rakats. So they took the two ahadiths that incorporates both. We did a hadith that said two rakats and four rakats. So they said accordingly, the sunnah is to read six rakats. The hadith is coming two rakats and four rakats. And this is the verdict of our mazhab. This is what the mazhab has taken. That it is sunnah to read six rakats. The wording according to Hanafi school is based on this view, since it incorporates all the narrations related to this topic. All the narrations look together. If you incorporate all the narrations, you'll get six rakats, two rakats and four rakats. The better way of doing it, ulama explain, is a person reads after the Jumu'ah Salah, he reads the four sunnat muqtada and then he reads the two sunnat muqtada. Because there is one hadith that explains that after every salah there isn't a salah that is just like it. In other words, after every salah there isn't a salah that has got exactly the same rakats as the salah that we just finished. So for example, if we look at Zuhur Salat, after the four faras, how many we've got? Two. We don't have four. There isn't any salah that has got one salah exactly like it. Like that, we look at the Maghrib, we got three, and after it we got two. After Isha we got four, and then we got two, and then others come. The others come afterwards, but immediately after it, you don't have a salah that is exactly the same as the Faraz Salah. So based on that hadith, ulama explained it better. Now we just read two rakats of Jumu'ah. We know we got six to read. We got two and we got four. So which is better to read? So therefore, some ulama of the opinion is better to read the four first, based on the hadith that there isn't any salah exactly or similar to the one that we have just completed. So therefore, read the four sunnat first, and then read the two sunnat, sunnat al-mu'akkada we are talking about, of Jumu'ah Salah. Then a person can complete his nawafil, etc. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Look at how the muhaddiseen, how they would look at it, how they would study the hadith, how they would extract laws, and how our mazhab, etc. is made. Looking at everything, not just one person, just isolated, picks up on hadith and says, the hadith comes like this, so I can do it like that. Considered everything, and accordingly, they would present it. And here we find that one other thing that we take note from here is the muhaddithin, how sharp their minds were, how intelligent they were. That a hadith had come previously, they remembered that hadith, and now they're bringing a chapter, they'll just make a reference to it, with the hope also, Allah Ta'ala has given us sharp minds like that. We'll remember that what we spoke about before, what hadith was mentioned, what explanation was given. We'll understand all that, and then we'll understand this chapter that they have brought. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. We are living in this time of social media and other media, and a person's mind is so preoccupied with so many other things, business and this and that, that when hadith also is read, and we may have just done it a few days ago, spoken with myself first, we may have done it just a few days ago, and yet we battle to remember exactly what that hadith was explaining. Whereas these are things that we should take to heart, because they are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are things we should remember, take it to heart, and make niyat if we want to practice upon it. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.